It is not unusual to hear someone say that nothing is known about Jesus outside of the New Testament, or that he never existed. The fact is that a number of ancient sources outside of the Bible affirm the important claims of Christianity. I am not saying that secular writers believe that Jesus was the Son of God and that he rose from the dead, but they do affirm that these things were being said about him in the first and second century. Let us consider a few specific examples, and we will end with a summary of what we learned from the ancient secular and non-Christian writings about Christianity. Tacitus, a Roman historian writing in about AD 109, affirms the torture of Christians during Nero's reign. It seems that Nero was suspected by some of setting the great fire of Rome. To deflect the blame from himself, Nero blamed the Christians as scapegoats. Christus, which is a Latin form of Christ, is identified as the originator of Christianity, who was killed by Pontius Pilate. Tacitus writes this gruesome account in the following passage from Annals. Consequently, to get rid of the report, Nero fastened the guilt and inflicted the most exquisite tortures on a class hated for their abominations, called Christians by the populace. Christus, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our procurators, Pontius Pilate, and a most mischievous superstition, thus checked for the moment, again broke out not only in Judea, the first source of the evil, but even in Rome, where all things hideous and shameful from every part of the world find their center and become popular. Accordingly, an arrest was first made of all who pleaded guilty. Then, upon their information, an immense multitude was convicted, not so much of the crime of firing the city, as of hatred against mankind. Mockery of every sort was added to their deaths. Covered with the skins of beasts, they were torn by dogs and perished, or were nailed to crosses, or were doomed to flames and burnt, to serve as nightly illumination when daylight had expired. Tacitus indicates that early Christians were killed in excruciating manners, they were torn by dogs, crucified, or burnt as human torches to provide illumination at night. Nero reigned from AD 54 to AD 68. The Great Fire of Rome occurred in AD 64. So this persecution of Christians broke out towards the end of Nero's reign. It is during this period that the apostles Peter and Paul are thought to have been martyred. Another first century writer was Josephus, who was a Jewish historian who lived from about AD 37 to AD 97. He served in the Roman army, and later in his career, he was appointed as court historian under the Roman Emperor Vespasian. Josephus wrote the following in Antiquities. At this time there was a wise man who was called Jesus. His conduct was good, and he was known to be virtuous. And many people from among the Jews and the other nations became his disciples. Pilate condemned him to be crucified and to die, but those who became his disciples did not abandon his discipleship. They reported that he appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion, and that he was alive. Accordingly, he was perhaps the Messiah, concerning whom the prophets have recounted wonders. Josephus informs us that Jesus was a wise and virtuous man who garnered significant support and following. He was sentenced to crucifixion by Pilate, but even after he died, his disciples continued to follow his teaching and claim that they had seen him. Josephus, a Jew who would have been familiar with the prophecies, goes so far as to say, perhaps he was the Messiah predicted by the prophets. Thallus wrote around AD 52. None of his works are still in existence, though a few fragmented citations are preserved by other writers. One such writer is Julius Africanus, who wrote in about AD 221. He cites Thallus regarding the events surrounding the crucifixion of Christ. Thallus describes an eclipse and an earthquake at the time of the crucifixion of Christ. Julius writes, on the whole world there pressed a most fearful darkness, and the rocks were rent by an earthquake. In many places in Judea and other districts were thrown down. This darkness, Thallus, in the third book of his history, calls, as appears to me without reason, an eclipse of the sun. In this passage, Julius Africanus, citing Thallus, affirms that after the crucifixion, darkness came upon the world of a type associated with an eclipse, even though an eclipse was not expected, and that an earthquake occurred. Thus Thallus, writing less than 20 years after the crucifixion, confirms events described by the gospel writers Matthew and Luke. Pliny the Younger was a Roman administrator. He was the adopted son of Pliny the Elder, a natural historian. Pliny the Younger held several military and civil positions, including imperial magistrate under the Roman Emperor Trajan. In the interest of time, I will not read Pliny's letter to Trajan, but Pliny seeks the advice of Trajan with respect to the handling of Christians. In this exchange, we learn that Christians were persecuted for practicing devotion to Christ. The Roman policy at the time was to offer Christians the opportunity to recant, curse Christ, and to worship the Roman gods and the emperor. If they were willing to do this, they would be pardoned and set free. Otherwise, they were to be punished. We learn that true Christian believers would not curse the name of Christ and worship the Roman gods. Pliny's letter also provides insight into early Christian worship. On a fixed day, Christians would meet to offer hymns to Christ, whom they reverenced as God. They agreed to refrain from evil and then departed. Later, Christians would assemble for a fellowship meal. Trajan, in his response, affirms Pliny's handling of the Christians. Trajan writes, "You have adopted the right course, my dear Pliny, in examining the cases of those cited before you as Christians, for no hard and fast rule can be laid down covering such a wide question. The Christians are not to be hunted out. If brought before you and the offense is proved, they are to be punished, but with this reservation, if anyone denies he is a Christian, and makes it clear that he is not, by offering prayer to our gods, then he is to be pardoned on his recantation, no matter how suspicious his past." Lucian of Samosata was an Assyrian satirist who wrote in the Greek language. Consider the following passage. Lucian writes, "The Christians, you know, worship a man to this day, the distinguished personage who introduced their novel rites, and was crucified on that account. You see, these misguided creatures start with the general conviction that they are immortal for all time, which explains the contempt of death and voluntary self-devotion which are so common among them. And then it is impressed on them by their original lawgiver that they are all brothers from the moment that they are converted and deny the gods of Greece and worship the crucified sage and live after his laws. All this they take quite on trust, with the result that they despise all worldly goods, regarding them merely as common property." In this passage, we learn that Christians in Lucian's day worshiped Christ, who was the originator of Christianity. We also learn that Christians regarded themselves to be immortal, and for this reason they were not afraid of death. They regarded each other as brothers, denied the Greek gods, and worshiped Christ who had been crucified. They were not attached to worldly goods and considered their property to be in common. An early Jewish source regarding the execution of Jesus is found in the Babylonian Talmud, in the records of the Sanhedrin. This passage dates to the first 2 centuries and tells us that the Jews announced their plans to stone Jesus in advance. In the end, we learn that Jesus was hanged, as in hanged on a tree. Another expression referring to crucifixion used by the Apostle Peter in Acts 5:30. We learn that Jesus was accused of sorcery, which would speak to his ability to do miracles. It is also clear that the Sanhedrin was concerned that Jesus was leading the people away from their control into what they termed as apostasy. This passage further confirms that Jesus was executed on the eve of the Passover, as is reported in the Gospels. We can summarize what is learned about Christianity from non-Christian sources as follows. Christians were persecuted and martyred for their beliefs. True Christians refused to recant their testimony about Jesus. Early Christians followed Jesus' teachings and were willing to die for their beliefs. Jesus worked wonders or amazing signs which were interpreted by some as sorcery. Christianity spread rapidly in the Roman world. Christians were peaceful. Christians refused to worship the Roman and Greek gods. Christians believed that Jesus rose from the dead. Christians believed that they would have eternal life. Jesus led a virtuous life. Many Jews and Gentiles became followers of Jesus. Jesus was condemned to die and was crucified by Pontius Pilate. Jesus appeared to the disciples 3 days after his death. Thus, we conclude that secular and Jewish writers add significant validation to the reports that are made in the New Testament about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We learned earlier from the correspondence between Pliny and the Roman Emperor Trajan, Christians who recanted their testimony about Jesus and venerated the Roman gods could be pardoned. Yet true Christians went to their deaths refusing to renounce Jesus and the truth of his resurrection. Often these Christians would suffer torture for days, but in the end, their refusal to renounce Jesus ended in horrific deaths. Many were crucified, burned at the stake, or fed to wild animals. Early Christians were in a position to know if the major claims of Christianity were true. They needed only to inquire of those from the previous generations, parents and grandparents, who were in a position to be eyewitnesses to the events. If Christianity and its central claims about Jesus were a lie, the early Christians would have known it, renounced it, denied Jesus, and worshipped the Roman gods to save their lives. But they didn't do it. Thus, in the ancient non-Christian writers, we find more evidence for the truth of Christianity.